How about a job? We have folks that can help you here this morning. Brittany Asbill joins us this morning from Express Employment Professionals. They have their offices out in Amherst. Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. It's always great to have somebody come in and help people find jobs. And you also help companies find jobs. Talk a little bit about Express Employment Professionals. I guess sort of the idea behind the company and how it works.
Absolutely. So our company's motto, always putting a million people to work, or so we try. We do offer different services. We staff for light industrial, which is your manufacturing, professional services, office services, skilled trades, and more.
All right. Yes. And it gives the people, you have an area where people are looking for that. Now you help businesses get a, get a part of this. Now I understand you kind of have taken over this company about 2 years ago, right? Did you hit this right in the middle of the pandemic or a point where it's like jobs were, you know, what was the future of jobs at that particular point too? What was that like for you?
We did. We took over August of 2020, which surprisingly did not have much of an impact. We still had quite a bit of people looking for work. And as I'm sure you can imagine, our clients were definitely hurting for people at that moment. There were some that stopped production, but the orders didn't stop coming in. So
when a company comes into you, they have maybe an area of need for one, two employees, maybe a whole crew of people. How does that usually work for them when they come to talk with you?
It's a variety. Every company is different. It depends on what product they are manufacturing. I've helped manufacturing companies that only have five people, maybe it's a small shop. And we've also helped companies that have over 500 plus employees. So I get orders anywhere from 20 plus to I just need one or two people.
So I assume then workers approach you as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when they do, what do they need to bring along maybe to show you, yes, I can do this or I can do that?
A resume is always helpful, but if they do not have a resume, we are happy to sit down and help them create one. They also need to bring their two valid forms of ID with them.
So you have a conversation, you kind of feel them out, mm-hmm. see what their background is and what they can do?
Absolutely. We have a very thorough process. It's a 21-step interview process, and I'd like to think that's what differentiates us in our industry. We absolutely take a look at their work history. We do employment verifications, drug screens, background checks, and we really try to make sure that they end up in a position that complements their work history and their resume and what they would like to do. We try to find people their careers, places they'll get hired into, because then they get their raises and their benefits, and definitely focus more on the long-term opportunities for our associates.
You still see a lot of help wanted signs in businesses. So I would think this would be a great opportunity for them to reach out to you because you're in contact with these people specifically coming in.
Absolutely. And that would be fantastic.
Sure. And you mentioned all the different, now do you provide any sort of a training for these individuals, or does that's on the companies themselves to get people that might be needing the skills that they need for their jobs?
So if the company has an initial training process, such as a video that they need to watch, I have done the initial orientation in our office before. So we absolutely do offer that as well. We offer skills evaluations, which also helps us better connect employee to job.
When they're looking for an employee, do they have any parameters other than just sort of somebody with these skills? I mean, at this point, you got probably people that are right out of college or high school, and then you have older people maybe trying to redirect their career as well. So you kind of have to balance different types of demographics for people, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And when it comes to determining what type of candidate our clients are looking for, we love to do facility tours, take a look at the environment. Who do you have working for you? What's the culture like? Because that helps us determine when we have the associates in our chairs doing the interview, we get a feel for their personality. Are you going to be a good fit, even culturally, for that company.
A lot of times, it's maybe companies, depending on the size, it's difficult for them to go through some of this process. You aid in that sort of, not the whole HR, you know, human resources aspect of it, but you provide something that maybe they're not able to house in-house for their business, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it takes a huge burden off of their plate. And it really boils down to the difference between price versus cost. When you're factoring in the amount of cost it takes you, the time, the energy, the resources, payroll taxes, I mean, it costs a fair amount of money to put someone through your system, put them on your payroll. And especially these days, when, with the kind of turnover that you see, you're spending more in cost than you would be paying our price to use our services. And we handle all of the burden.
So that's one of the benefits, obviously, for mm-hmm. that. Are these people getting in for a temporary period of time? Is it sort of just for as needed, or is that potential then to become full-time with these different companies that come to you?
We do accept temporary work. It's not very often. Express is more focused on long-term opportunities. We want our associates to get hired in and build a career with the companies that we work with.
All right. And if people want to find out more about getting a hold of you and getting, maybe they have a company that's looking for employees and for some reason nobody's coming through their door, but you obviously have a pipeline to that. How do they get in touch with you for that?
We are at 1895 Cooper Foster Park Road, Suite 103, right behind the Tyson plant. And our number is 440-723-2875. My name is Brittany.
And you'll be the one most likely getting there when yes. they come to see you there. Brittany Asbell joining us this morning, Express Employment Professionals. Again, they help to help businesses in Lorain County find workers and help the workers find those businesses as well. Thanks for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your time this morning.